In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Dang.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild.
You're wild.
Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Great for everybody.
Down a little bit.
Start it over. Start it from the top. God damn it. Start it from the top. I'm sorry, God. I didn't mean to bring you into this.
Well, you started like that. Here we go. Good morning, USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, back to the work week.
Let me see if I still know how to do this, man.
All right, Ray J. All right,
been
Ray
off,
J.
It's been off for so long. You know what I'm saying? Make sure my mouth still work.
Yeah, we were off the last week, the last 4 days because of vacation.
Four?
But 4th of July was a holiday, so everybody was off.
I feel like I've been off longer than that, though.
No. I have, because I was at Essence Fest.
We were here Friday.
Well, I was in Cairns the week before.
Oh, yeah? I wasn't.
And then I was here for 4 or 5 days. Yeah. And I was off all last week.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
How's everybody's vacay? What you guys do?
Well, let's see. I mostly worked, but I was at Essence Fest. A lot of drama that went on there. But it was a positive, amazing event. So we'll talk about that later. And then I went to go see my new house that I bought upstate New York, and now I'm in Miami getting ready to do Trick Daddy's cooking show.
Okay, shout out to Trick Daddy. Of course, I was out of Essence for a couple of days, and then I was home. I did nothing. I absolutely positively did nothing. I hung with the family. We jumped in the pool, and then over the weekend was my car show in Atlanta. Shout out to everybody. Atlanta was so crazy, man. Drop a bomb for Atlanta. That's not a bomb. There we go.
Drop on your knees for Atlanta.
Man, the amount of people that came out in Atlanta, we did it so different. Shout to Lincoln Tech who sponsored. Shout to Monster Energy. We had a roller skating rink in the car show, so that was pretty dope. So there were people roller skating, and then Monster brought the BMX crew, so they were doing tricks and flips on the bikes and showing the kids. There were so many kids. So many people had a great time. So shout to Atlanta, everybody that came out to the car show. So appreciative, man. We had a good time. The whole family was out there. It was just a good event. But before I came to work this morning, I had to, you know, make sure because I was seeing so many people. So I had to double check to make sure I didn't have COVID. So I had to take two tests.
That don't mean you don't not have it. That just means it may not have showed up yet.
So it didn't show up yet.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, I'm talking positive. Time. It didn't show up. It's not. I didn't have it. Wow. So I seen spikes of all over the country with people having COVID. So
well, I was out of the
test. Yeah, I have some family members with COVID right now.
Yeah, so I took two tests. Where were you?
I was family vacation. I was in Anguilla, dropping the Clues Bombs fan. Anguilla to AXA. You know, mm-hmm. That's my spot. I love it out there.
Okay.
But, yeah, they don't do COVID tests to get back in the country no more.
What?
To get back in America.
Don't.
Yeah, you don't got to. No. If you vaccinated, you don't got to take no COVID test.
I was in Africa, 2 weeks ago, and I had to take a test?
Might be. To get back in America?
It depends on where you're coming. It depends on where you're coming from.
Oh, okay.
I came back from Kenya, and I definitely had to take a test.
Yeah, I thought they waived all negative, positive. Whatever. I thought they waived all COVID tests coming back to America.
So we just freeballing. It just don't matter.
It's been fairly recent, though.
That's what it feels like. No, it's been a while. It's been a few months.
It's been a few months. Since they waived tests coming back?
Yeah, it's been a few months. It's definitely been at least 3 months, at least.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. All right, good morning, everybody. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Brittany Griner and what's going on with her situation as she is fighting to get back to the United States.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
If you feel fat and bloated, make some noise this morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
The holidays got you feeling fat and bloated.
No, New Orleans and Atlanta did.
That's why you need to fast. The day is a good fasting day. I'm fasting all day today.
Goodness gracious.
At least till dinner time.
New Orleans has such amazing food, and so does Atlanta. It's just...
Yeah, it's been too much negative input and not enough output, meaning over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I've eaten more than I've worked out and everything else and drank more than I've worked out.
I put air on my bike tires today, so I got to start riding again.
You probably the reason the bike tires went flat with your fat ass.
I didn't get on it yet, you ass. But all right, let's get into the front page. You start, man. Let's get some front page news, man. You kinky already, man.
I ain't say nothing.
It's only been 5 minutes.
I ain't say nothing.
Go ahead, Yee.
All right, well, let's get it started talking about Brittany Griner. WNBA All-Star Weekend was in Chicago at Winchester Arena Court Sunday morning. And here is Sue Bird, who is the WNBA Players Association Vice President, along with NECA Agumake, talking, and she's the president of the Players Association, talking about what they are doing right now to try to make sure they spotlight Brittany Griner.
We'll answer questions about All-Star and talk about the basketball, but you're going to see her name on the back of all of our shirts.
Fully focused on getting her home safely and as soon as possible.
All right. So they actually had jerseys as well,
mm-hmm.
To make sure that they honored Brittany Griner to try to get her home. And I know Kamala Harris was on the news over the weekend, Face the Nation, talking about the president doing everything that he can to try to get her to get back to the United States, along with other people who are in Russia right now.
I mean, the trial already started, right? Trial started last week, I believe. Yeah, last Friday it started.
Oh, I thought they said the 14th. But she did plead guilty.
I thought she pled guilty, yeah.
Yeah, she pleaded guilty. She faces 10 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, yeah, so it's still a long road ahead. They said it's been almost 150 days since she's been imprisoned. And so right now they said her pleading guilty is going to actually, according to legal experts, hopefully expedite her being able to come home, taking accountability for having those cartridges and the hash. And so hopefully that is what's going to help get her home faster. All right. Yes, I mean, it's awful. And now let's talk about the NFL and what's happening with that. I guess they're launching their own streaming service.
Makes sense.
And the Sunday Ticket is going to be moving to a streaming service, according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Here's what he had to say.
Well, we're continuing that. This discussion has been going on well over a year. It's an important decision for us because these assets are really valuable to us. I clearly believe we'll be moving to a streaming service. I think that's best for the consumers at this stage. But we have so much interest right now, and there's so much innovation around that and how we're going to be able to change the way people watch football. And I think we'll probably have some decision by the fall.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? The NFL is the biggest thing moving in all of America. Like hundreds of millions of people tune into the NFL. You think you're not going to download the NFL app?
You're going to have to. You're going to a subscription. Whatever the subscription is, you're going to pay that subscription. Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Why wouldn't they? Like, I actually think every individual team could have their own streaming platform if they wanted to. Think about when you out of town. Like for me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always get to see the Cowboys on Sunday. Unless, you know, you can watch NFL Network and see highlights. But if you want to watch like the whole game, you got to get onto somebody's bootleg link or something most of the time.
Yeah, but if they could do every game. You know what I mean? Because you could do the Giants play at this time, the Cowboys play.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would pay. I prepay.
All right, yeah. They've been on DirecTV for nearly 30 years. So this is going to be something different and new for them. But, you know, Roger Goodell said this will give them the ability to innovate beyond where we are today for our customers and especially younger demos.
It just makes too much sense.
It does.
All right. Well, they haven't given any details about pricing yet. That's for NFL Plus as far as what it will offer, precisely when it will arrive. But they are going to announce that information in a few weeks.
All these old institutions got to get with the times, man. All of them, from the radio to the NFL, whatever it is. Like, get with the times.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
I'm dialing.
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'm dialing.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Reezy. What's up, Breakfast Club? Just want to tell Envy, I had a really dope time at your car show.
Oh, thank you.
It was real cool. Me and my son really enjoyed ourselves. Like, we really appreciate that. We had the best time.
How's your son?
He's 5.
5, okay, yeah, we did it. 5 kids, 5 and under, free. Did y'all roller skate? Did y'all see the BMX tricks and all that?
Yeah, we saw the BMX tricks, and he like riding the little go-karts.
Oh, yeah, the little kid cars. Yeah, we had a little kid car, so the kids could race each other. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he wanted to do everything.
That's good.
I was trying to keep up with him. He had me all over the place.
Well, y'all in Atlanta? Y'all live in Atlanta?
We actually heading back to Virginia.
Oh, y'all came from Virginia?
I'm heading back to the 757 right now.
Okay, well, be safe out there, and thank you for coming. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, yeah. He was already talking about going back today. He was like, we're going back to the car show. I was like, no, I'm trying to go back next time.
Well, that's what it's all about. As long as your kids had a good time, that's what it's about. Family fun. Did you see me and my wife?
Yeah, I saw you and your wife. I saw Carlos Miller. Mm-hmm. And I saw Credit Dude.
Bumby.
And I get to see Bumby. He was there, too?
Yeah, Bum was there.
Oh, man, I seen his cars, but I didn't get to see
him. Did he have Trill Burger?
Yeah, Trill Burger was there.
Did you try a Trill Burger?
No, they wouldn't allow any outside vendors. So they just, we had to sneak
he
some in.
He all over the place. I was trying to keep up with him. Well, I didn't know y'all had all that.
Yeah, everybody's walking around, but thank you for coming, Mama.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to make sure I come every year.
Thank you, Mama. And shout out to Carlos Miller. Carlos Miller got so many damn cars.
Los ain't playing. Listen, salute to Los and the whole 85 South show. They get into that bag. You hear me? Salute to Chico Bean, DC
so many
Young
damn
Fly.
Cars, man.
And he got dope cars. He got old school classic cars that are actually worth something.
He got all type of cars, man. Shout out to Carlos Miller, Bum B, everybody, man. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's Keith from Brooklyn, you heard?
Keith, what up, man? Get it off your chest.
Oh, man, I'm having a good morning. Honestly, it's always a good morning when I get to wake up in the comfort of my own home and listen to The Breakfast Club. And I'm glad you guys are back today. Welcome back to y'all.
Hey, happy to be here, brother.
Well, yo, Angela, what's good?
What's good,
Brooklyn? Ain't nothing. Yo, last night I went to this Grey Goose event in New York. I got to see Kehlani perform on a rooftop.
Oh, man, I love Kehlani.
How was it?
I love Kehlani too, man. She performed the album for the first time. It was dope, man. I had a good time.
You know what's crazy? I have not heard the words Grey Goose in so goddamn long. I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I have not heard people talk about Grey Goose in forever.
Ciroc,
Tito's. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It seemed like everybody on a tequila kick now. You know I love me some Casa Dragones. But I have not heard people mention Grey Goose in forever. Grey Goose.
Well, that sounds like a vibe. A nice rooftop, a Kehlani performance, a beautiful night.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's it going, man? It's Ricardo from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Ricardo, get it off your chest, bro.
Man, I went to KNR last night with my buddy Tick, man. That was some of the funniest things, man. He got something special coming.
Oh, you was at Atlantic City?
No, Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, he was in Cleveland last night. Okay, I thought he was in Atlantic City this weekend.
I think it was last weekend.
Be disrespecting Cleveland, Charlamagne. We ain't no third world country, man.
Cleveland's a third world country?
We like a second world country. We ain't no third world country, man.
No, y'all was second world when LeBron played there.
My goodness.
Now we got Deshaun. We kind of like 2.5.
Y'all got the what?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, well, it depends. Depends what he does on the football field next year.
I think he'll be better than Baker. I think we're going to be better off.
Salute to Cleveland, though.
Yeah, I think Kevin Hart was in Atlantic City Friday, and then the week before he was in New Orleans. I missed him in New Orleans. I tried to go see him, but I...
Oh, I'm going to see Kevin and Chris Rock next month. They'll be here.
He actually kicked off Essence Fest. It's the first time they had a Thursday night event, and that was Kevin Hart.
Hello, who's this?
This is Paul Bryant from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, what's up,
bro? Envy?
Get it off your chest, brother.
Man, yes, sir. Before I get started, man, I've been trying to call y'all for so long. I got to give y'all a compliment. I listen to y'all every day for years.
Well, thank
you,
brother.
The chemistry y'all got and the things y'all do and talk about, y'all show is just as important as Petey Green's was back in the day.
Oh, come on. You know that's the ultimate compliment. Right. You know that's one of my idols right there now. Drop on the clues bomb for the late, great Petey Green.
I feel like what I want to get off my chest is I want to switch it at the last minute. This is more important. I feel like as a culture, we are too quick to give up on each other in a relationship. Family used to matter back in the day. Now you make one mistake and males and females, sisters and brothers, kings and queens, is so quick to dismiss each other and put a new man or a new woman around their kids and keep it moving. I feel like we need to take time and work out our problems and keep family together. I lost my family, and I told my baby mama's mother, like, instead of tearing down a black family, why don't y'all help rebuild one and save one?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what happened with your family?
I did some things that I shouldn't have did ye. I got to admit that, and I lost them. And I learned how to love my baby mama too late. And when I finally learned how to love her the right way, it was too late. But I wish they would have stuck with me and gave me a chance, because the man I am now is so much better than who I was when I was with her.
That's sad. I mean, I get what you're saying. That's usually how it is, though. You never know what you got until it's gone, man. You usually take it for granted when you got it. But
yeah, sometimes it takes losing everything to make that change for the better.
Absolutely.
Hey, Charlamagne, I've been wanting to say this for so long to you. All these other shows got too much mayonnaise, brother. I love you. I even had a radio show in Louisville. Listen, I had a radio show in Louisville, and I had the Petty Award. I quit doing it because I felt like I was biting you, but that's how much respect I got for you and all y'all. Y'all chemistry is golden. Love y'all.
Thank you, King.
Bro. Thank you. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk Young Thug. His legal troubles are about to be highlighted. There's going to be a docuseries and a podcast based on that. We'll give you some more information.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, there is a Young Thug docuseries and podcast coming, and that's going to be based on everything that's going on with these RICO charges. Now, according to Rolling Stone Films and Jigsaw Productions, they're saying this is about the larger Atlanta hip-hop boom and the ongoing RICO case against YSL that accuses Young Thug and 27 other alleged collaborators of crimes ranging from racketeering to murder. The project seeks to separate the fact from the fiction of the criminal charges against YSL members while also interrogating the controversial practice of prosecutors using rap lyrics as evidence of criminal activity.
So Young Thug and his family have nothing to do with this. This is just Rolling Stone doing it.
It's a docuseries, yes, and a podcast.
This is very premature. This is very premature. Like, what happened to waiting until the story plays out before folks try to tell your story? Like, he just got arrested in Macon. He have his day in court first?
No, I guess they're following what goes on in court.
Yeah, they're still in the early stages, so everything is unnamed, and they're just getting started producing. But I guess if they plan to do this, they have to start now.
Yeah, and
as far as documenting everything.
Of course they're still in the early stages, because the situation is still in the early stages. They don't got nothing to report on yet.
I mean, it'd be interesting. I think people definitely want to see, because people want to know now. They don't know what's true, what's fake, what's false, what's not, what's really going on. So the fact that they document it and they go to court every day and can break down what those charges are, what really happened, if somebody
took
the stand.
But they haven't even gone to court yet. They haven't even announced the trial date, nothing.
Well, they're setting it up.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it starts in January, right, of 2023?
Yeah, that's what they said.
It just sounds
but,
very
you know,
premature.
They also could be talking to other people in the music business. You know, you could talk to somebody like a Kevin Lyles, who's worked with them. I mean, but don't you know, there's also family members, other people in the neighborhood, teachers.
Don't you think that's the problem with a lot of these cases, though? These cases get played out in the court of public opinion before these people actually have their day in court.
Like, I don't think the docuseries is coming out now.
They're following the court.
They're starting to work on it. So, yeah. So
as
they have to start.
He goes to court and the proceedings happen. I think they're going to be following the proceedings and going to court.
You can go on YouTube right now and pull up so many different documentaries, YouTube documentaries about this situation. And I'm like, yo, these guys haven't even had their day in court yet. How y'all know so much?
I just don't like how, you know, these documentaries, they do these documentaries and it don't feel like the family gets none of it. Like, you do a documentary and you do a whole show on somebody's life. And they don't eat off of that?
Yeah, I highly doubt that's what the family's thinking about at a time like this.
I mean, because the money can help pay the lawyers, attorney fees, and all that other stuff. His trial is going to cost millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, prosecutors also have alleged that a nurse tried to smuggle cocaine and marijuana into jail for Gunna, as Gunna is awaiting for his trial to start. And they have photos of the nurse and the alleged drugs that she attempted to smuggle that started making the rounds on social media. But according to Gunna's attorney, he has completely denied the accusations. He said none of the allegations made today, these so-called new allegations, are accurate. All they're looking for is for their son to get a fair shake, and they don't think that's happening so far. And that's with stories like this that have been happening. But what they're saying is the woman was confronted, she dropped the bag and took off.
Yeah, I wondered about that too. I'm like, how did they know those drugs were for Gunna? Like, how did they put that two and two together?
I mean, maybe they said she was going to visit him. I don't know. We don't even know this is true.
I'm so confused
with
the Gunna
situation.
Prosecutors
are claiming the nurse tried to do that.
I'm so confused with the Gunna situation. Gunna's an artist. He's a rapper signed. They said they caught him because it's almost like conspiracy, but Gunna said, it's not. I'm an artist. I will come home. You can tap my phone lines. You can see who comes in and out. And they're still not letting Gunna out?
And what's sad about that Gunna situation, too, is that headline, right? The headline, nurse brings drugs to Gunna. You don't even know if that's true or not.
No.
But the headline is already out there. So when he does have his day in court and you try to pick a jury or whatever it is, they've already seen headlines like this.
Correct.
It's like, man, playing things out in the court of public opinion hurts everybody when they actually got to go to court.
All right, and Cameron Diaz was on the Second Life podcast last week, and she feels like she was actually a drug mule at some point in her life when she was trying to start her modeling career in Paris. Here's what she had to say about that.
I didn't work a day in Paris. Like, I was there a full year. I got, like, one job, but really I think I was like a mule carrying drugs to Morocco, I swear to God. It was before like TSA or anything like that. It was just, like, early 90s. And they gave me a suitcase that was locked that had my costumes in it, quote unquote, air quotes. And when I got there, the guy was like, whose suitcase is this? Can somebody open it? And I was like, literally, all the calculations in my head went running back of like, what the is in that suitcase? I'm like, this is really unsafe. I was like, I don't know. It's not mine. I have no idea whose it is.
So what was in the suitcase? This ain't Pulp Fiction. I need to know.
She doesn't know. She said it wasn't hers. And she got out of there.
Somebody out there just heard Cameron Diaz tried to carry drugs into jail for Gunna from Morocco.
You stupid shut up.
Somebody just heard that. I'm telling you, somebody just heard that in their mind.
That story just played out completely different for Cameron Diaz than it would have for anyone else. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
I ain't gonna lie, that's not like she just was describing Pulp Fiction to me. I think people just be getting on these podcasts making up stuff at this point. If you listen closely, some of these people be describing scenarios for movies. I heard The Game last week. The Game sounded like he was talking about Boys in the Hood.
But what?
He said he saw a dead body, they were playing football in the street. Maybe that's an LA thing, I don't know. But it sounded like Boys in the Hood.
That is
and
Boys
Cameron
in the Hood.
Diaz just now sounded like Pulp Fiction.
My goodness.
Okay.
All right, well, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, Joe Biden has signed an executive order, and that is for abortion access. We'll tell you what that's all about.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's start with Roe versus Wade. Now, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, President Joe Biden responded on Friday by signing an executive order that will protect access to abortion nationwide. Here's what he had to say, speaking from the Roosevelt Room of the White House.
We need two additional pro-choice senators and a pro-choice House to codify Roe as federal law. Your vote can make that a reality. I know it's frustrating, and it made a lot of people very angry, but the truth is this. When you read the decision the court has made clear, it will not protect the rights of women, period. While I wish it had not come to this, the fastest way to restore Roe is to pass a national law codifying Roe, which I will sign immediately upon its passage at my desk.
Sounds good. I don't know how impactful that is because it's the same old rhetoric, and it's hard to take them serious when they talk about codifying Roe v. Wade, because President Obama ran on that in 2007. He said he was going to codify Roe v. Wade, and then when he got into the White House, he said that wasn't one of his top legislative priorities. And he even had a supermajority, you know, for like 4 months in the House. So he could have codified it with no problem, unless, of course, he couldn't get the votes because he had people in the Senate who were Democrats by name only. But if that's the case, stop volunteering lies and telling people you're going to do things when you know you can't get them done.
Well, yeah, it'll definitely stall in the Senate. They're going to need 10 Republican votes in order for that to happen. But Joe Biden also suggested a filibuster carve-out to enshrine abortion rights in federal law. But, of course, we know that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would, I'm sure, oppose that as they have been. So he also called on women to turn out in record numbers this November to elect more Democrats who support abortion rights. And
well, like I said, it sounds good because when President Obama was in the White House, they had a supermajority in the House. They had that. And he said it wasn't one of his top legislative priorities.
Now, Joe Biden also talked about a 10-year-old girl who was a rape victim and was forced to have to travel out of state to Indiana to terminate the pregnancy and maybe save her life. And that happened just last week. So he said, imagine being that little girl. So what does this executive action do that he just signed? Well, some of the things that it will protect is making sure that you get leave for federal workers traveling for medical care. But he hopes that will set an example for private companies to do the same. Amazon, Starbucks, and other corporations have announced expanded health benefits to pay employees travel fees if they're seeking an abortion and the procedure is unavailable near where they live. They also want to make sure that women can travel out of state for abortion care. You know, they try to say that perhaps women wouldn't be able to do that. It would be illegal if you live in a state where it's not provided. They also want to make sure they increase outreach and public education efforts regarding access to reproductive health care services. Also make emergency contraception and IUDs and access to medication abortion protected and expanded. And one thing that I think would have been a good idea, but Biden doesn't seem to be willing to do this, is using federal facilities and land for abortion services. Governors did urge Joe Biden to do that, like using veteran hospitals, military bases, and other places where the federal government controls the jurisdiction, and make sure services can be available to other women in those federal places. But the White House doesn't seem enthusiastic about that idea. So that's not included in the executive order.
All right.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, you were telling us about this lady who got a ticket for driving in the HOV lane. What happened with Brandy? That's the lady's name, right?
I agree with
that. Brandy Batoni, she's pregnant, and she was in the high occupancy vehicle lane. And when she got pulled over for driving alone, she said that her unborn fetus was her passenger. Here's what she said.
He starts peeking around. He's like, is it just you? And I said, no, there's two of us. And he's like, well, where's the other person? And I went right here. And I said, well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Brandy, she's pregnant. She was in the HOV lane. She got pulled over. She got a ticket.
I agree with
her. Is this right or is this wrong? But I'm going to say a couple things, though.
And if she got twins, she definitely in the right.
I'm going to say this, right? But this is the thing. If you kill somebody, if you kill a woman and she's pregnant, you get allegedly, I guess what, murder for two people, right? Two bodies, right? It's two bodies.
I don't know.
It's the baby and the actual woman.
That's true?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, okay.
If you kill a pregnant woman, right? But it's how many seats are in the car that's taken up, correct?
I don't know. I just thought that.
Well, the cop said The cop said that the HOV rules refer to two persons outside of the body, and that's what he told her when he wrote her a $275 ticket.
I ain't never seen that in no fine print. It said the HOV lane requires either a minimum of two people per vehicle. It don't say outside of the body or anything like that.
It don't say
like
seats,
that.
Right. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts?
By the way, when you
it
see
is two
a,
people.
Yes, when you see a pregnant woman, depending on what how many months she is, that's the first thing you think. She's with child. That's what you say. She's with child. I agree with this woman. Case dismissed.
Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051.
Right.
What
Club
are your
court.
Thoughts?
Let's go.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just...
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it. When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Join us. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. We're in Breakfast Club court right now, and that's because of what happened with Brandy. Yeah.
Not the singer either. Don't just say, you can't just say Brandy on a Black radio station. And it just now we're not talking about Brandy Norwood. We're talking about Brandy who?
Brandy Batone. Yes. She's pregnant and she's trying to fight a traffic ticket that she got in Texas. She's 34 weeks pregnant when she got pulled over, and she told the cops her unborn fetus was her passenger. She was in the HOV lane. She said, "My baby girl is right here. She's a person."
Starts peeking around. He's like, "Is it just you?" And I said, no, there's two of us. And he's like, well, where's the other person? And I went right here. And I said, well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby.
We can look at it two different ways. If you murder a pregnant woman, you get charged with two bodies. So that means that it's two bodies that they're going to charge you with, right? But sometimes they say HOV lane means how many people are actually in the seat.
Who says who? Where's that at in the fine print?
That's what I thought. I thought they count the seats. Man. That's why people get a fake mannequin and they put the mannequin. Well, not a fake mannequin, but they put a mannequin in the seat. So
that's because
like
they're not pregnant. If you was pregnant, you wouldn't have to put the fake mannequin in the seat. I agree with Brandy. Hove lane rules say it's a minimum of two passengers per vehicle. They have to show me in the fine print where it says the person has to be outside the body sitting in the seat. Because when we are talking about pregnant women, what do we say? We say this woman is with child. Keywords, with child. If she is with child, there is two passengers per vehicle. Case dismissed.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, sometimes the HOV lanes are three people or more. Now, how do I know if you really got twins in the oven or not?
It don't matter.
How can I detect that?
It just depends on the law. Some say two, some say three.
If you have if you get a ticket and you are pregnant with twins, you probably can show that I'm pregnant with twins when, you know, and get it dismissed, right?
And also, I want y'all to keep in mind that I know nothing about the HOV lane. First time I ever saw an HOV lane was in New York City. And I said to myself, damn, Jay-Z got his own lanes in New York. When I moved here in 2006, that's the first thing I thought. I said, damn, Jay-Z got his own lanes in New York City.
He really is
the king of New York.
Shut up, man. Hello, who's this?
Now she also...
Tony from Louisville, Mr. Space Movie 1992.
Hey, bro, what's your thoughts, man?
Man, I think it's bogus, man. She should have to pay that ticket. They don't let us get away with it. We travel with a million babies on us.
Huh?
What?
What?
You talking about your sperm and your...
Babies? No, that don't count.
Come on, man.
You ain't conceive a baby. You just got sperm swimming in your balls. That's not the same.
And the law in Texas says an unborn child at every stage of gestation from fertilization to birth is an individual. So you have to at least be at gestation.
I don't even know what that means.
What's a gestation?
Is that a Justin Timberlake concert? Is that a new hashtag? Is that a new album? That's a new Justin Bieber album?
I don't know. What's gestation?
That sounds like a new Justin Bieber album.
All right. Hello, who's this?
This is Tila.
Hey, Tila, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How you feeling? What's your opinion, mama?
I was a little frustrated because I feel like since the Supreme Court just ruled on Roe versus Wade, then they might as well count her baby as a whole human.
I agree.
Now, as soon as you can see, the baby is alive and you can't do anything about it, so it's a human.
I agree.
That's the law in Texas.
I honestly think that if that is the law, that baby is a person, then she should travel in that HOV lane, no problems.
I feel like as soon as someone can see, they should start collecting IRS taxes and everything else. And
she's with child.
You know, as soon as you,
what does with child mean? With child means I'm with a child. It's two of us. You say I'm eating for two.
Exactly.
Like yes. Yes.
I agree. 800-585-1051. Now, if you just joined us, a lady named Brandy. What's her last name?
Brandy Batone.
Batone. She was driving in the HOV lane. You know, the HOV lane, in some places you have to have two or more people or three or more people. It was her and her baby, her unborn baby, and the cop gave her a ticket. And she was like, hey, I got another person here. They gave her a ticket. We're asking, what is your thoughts? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a young lady named Brandy. What happened with Brandy Yee?
She was driving in the HOV lane. She got pulled over. She said she's 34 weeks pregnant. So she did have somebody in the car with her. Her unborn fetus, she said, was her passenger.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what are your thoughts? Some people say, you know, HOV lane means a body in the seat. There was no other body in the seat. And some people say, you know what? Yes, she had a baby. If you commit a crime and you kill a pregnant woman, you get two bodies. You get charged with two murders. So that's what we're asking. Hello, who's this?
Hi, DJ Envy.
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
I'm Kiana from Atlanta.
Hey, what's your thoughts, mama?
I'm sorry?
What's your thoughts on this lady, Brandy, with the HOV lane?
I think she's absolutely right. I agree with Charlamagne because the problem with humans, we have double standards. So when we agree with something, 6 weeks is a human being. So now we cannot, you know, have abortion services. But then when we disagree with something, it's like, oh, no, well, I want this $275, so this baby doesn't count as a human being because I want this money. But when we try to save white life, it counts as a human being.
That's right. And she's 34 weeks. 34 weeks, the baby's brain is fully developed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she's a person. Hello, who's this?
It's L.A. L.A. from Patterson, baby.
L.A. from Patterson. What up, brother?
How you doing, man? Listen, I want to talk about that subject with the young lady in the car with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she knows, she already knows she got to have a live body next to her right there. You know,
no, where does it say that at, King? Where does it say you got to have a live body next to you? Show me in the fine print.
Read the rules and regulations, my brother.
Where they at? Because you ain't read them.
That's what it means, brother. Read the book.
What book?
Well, I'm not here to battle with you. I'm not here to battle with you at all, brother.
What book?
Talking about the DMV book, it must be.
She could have just simply said to the officer, listen, I got a baby in my stomach and I'm going crazy. I'm mixed up this morning. That's it. He might have let her go. You know, he might have just let her go on that point alone. You know, but he's looking at like, you're a driver. You know what the HOB means.
What does it mean? I'm looking in the book right now. I'm looking in the book.
Take it and move it on.
I'm looking in the book. It said Hove Lane requires either a minimum of two people per vehicle or three people per vehicle.
What do you call two people?
I call a woman with child two people.
No, it's two people.
I'm looking at the picture of the woman.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
Now, I'm looking at the Texas law. It says who can use the HOV lane. A vehicle occupied by two or more people or a motorcyclist may use HOV lanes.
Okay, then. That's two or more people.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
If you ain't an officer walking around with a pregnancy test, you're getting that ticket.
Bro, let me ask you a question. If you kill a pregnant woman, you know you get charged with two bodies.
And you are right. You get charged double murder.
Correct. So that means it's two people.
You know why? Then they test you and make sure you're pregnant.
Bro, she's 34 weeks. Brandy is 34 weeks. I'm looking at a picture of her. Her stomach big as hell, bro.
Okay. She could have been fat.
Yo, shut up,
have a nice day.
Shut up.
Have a blessing.
And I'm mad the officer gave her a ticket anyway, seeing that the lady was pregnant. Should have let the lady go.
Man,
you know how much stress you got when you're pregnant and all that stuff? She probably hot. Let her go.
Yeah, I can't believe he gave her a ticket. That was actually very nasty of him to do.
Yeah, he should have gave her a ticket.
By the way, 34 weeks is like the baby is like there. Like the baby, the baby got a brain.
Any moment.
Fully developed brain at 34 weeks.
The cop is the man. Why you give that lady a ticket? He should have seen the lady pregnant and be like, you know what? Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead. Have a nice day. Goodness gracious.
And you should have just let her go. That's a great excuse. Just the fact that she's got the wherewithal to be like, look, man, it's a whole child in my stomach. It is two of us. You know what? You're right. And keep it moving.
Goodness gracious. Well, what's the moral of the story, if there is a moral?
The moral of the story is, man, I agree with her. That's all it is to it. I agree with her. She's 34 weeks pregnant. What's the point of saying somebody's with child if you're not going to respect that child in a situation like that? I'm with Brandy. Salute to Brandy. Case dismissed.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Right, and since we're talking about that, let's talk about Nicki Minaj. There was speculation that she was pregnant. She got everybody even more confused. We'll tell you what she had to say on her live.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You wanna sit more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with season me on. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, bad head in the morning. Spin my V, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on Tata, saying Big Papa. Now check it, you wanna be my main squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna give me what I need, baby? Won't you? Picture life as my wife, just think. Full left mix, fat X and O mix. Bracelets to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you could say you's the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Things got hot, you sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the tramp said I raped her. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace hot tea. Come to find out, you was hitting everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Well, always me. What I get for tricking, came out on bail, commenced the ass kicking, licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my game's imperial. Mess around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Stealing chips, running your lips, cause of you, I'm on some real. What you say,
and count a million while you eat my. Push me to the limit, get my feelings in it. Get me open while my tongue is down your throat thin. You wanna be my main squeeze, baby? Don't you? You wanna get between my knees, baby? Don't you wanna see me whipping your three down the ass? Blow up spots on chickens because I'm mad. Break up for fears, cause you know I don't care. You get vexed and start swinging everywhere. Me shifty, now you wanna flip and hit me. Pull out, that's fine, I'll just hop on mine. So what now? I ain't got time to clown. So what trick? I ain't got time for this. Now you wanna buy me diamonds in Armani suits. Agent Venedini and Chanel 9 boots. Things to make up for all the games and the lies. Hallmark cards saying I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me? But payback's for real. Believe me. Nah, I ain't slow. This ain't no bimbo flow. Just a little something to let you play a hater's nut.
There we go with a throwback. Junior Mafia. Okay. Get money.
Okay.
Sorry, it's B.I.G., Lil' Kim, Lil' C's, old Junior Mafia gang. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We back from vacation.
Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club.
And you know, while we was on vacation, man, tickets went on sale for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Sunday, August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn. Dropping the clues bombs for the Black Effect Podcast Festival. Tickets are on sale right now at blackeffect.com/podfest. It's an opportunity for you to not only see some of your favorite podcasts live, but you'll also learn about the business of podcasting, how to launch one, monetize one, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We're going to have vendors, drinks, and, you know, all of your favorite podcasts, like the 85 South Show, All the Smoke, Horrible Decisions, Big Facts Podcast, Reasonably Shady, just to name a few. It's hosted by Lil Duval and DJ Nyla Simone. All right. So tickets are on sale now at blackeffect.com/podfest.
Now, I've seen... DJ Scream from the Big Facts Podcast. I also seen, of course, Carlos Miller.
Lowe's from the 85 South Show.
Yeah, they both pulled up at the car show. You know who I ran into this weekend, too? I ran into Lil Duval.
Duval, he'll be hosting the Black Effect Podcast Festival.
Like I ran into to Boosie. It was an after party at King of Diamonds. And
Boosie Prom.
Yeah, Boosie Prom and my car show, we put it together. And everybody was dressed up, you know, in their Boosie Prom gear and, you know, tuxedoed out and suited out and bow ties. And everybody looked clean.
Yeah, I saw them doing a four-man electric slide. I didn't understand that. Yeah, four people doing the electric slide. I didn't get that.
Except for Lil Duval.
No, Duval was doing it. It was Duval.
No, I'm talking about the after party.
Oh.
At the after party, Lil Duval had flip-flops on.
That sound about right.
Hoochie Daddy shorts.
That sound about right.
And I think he had a wife beater tank top on.
That sound about right.
And some weed like in his mouth. And Duval was having the best time of his life.
That is Duval.
Shout out to Lil Duval. Ran into him in Florida.
Were you talking about the prom?
No, the after prom. That after party after the prom. So they were all there having a good time. You know, it's good to see brothers just being happy. And Lil Duval always just seems happy.
I mean, listen, you got to find pockets of joy wherever you can. You know what I mean? Some people find pockets of joy. Some people are always joyous. But you have to find a reason to smile every chance you get. Mm-hmm. That's why Duval made the song called Smile.
Yeah. And they played that in the strip club, and he was having a good time.
You gotta
Yo, Duval lives a life, man. He just smiles. You just can't be mad. No matter where he's at, whether he's on an island or he's in Duval or he's in New Jersey, he just has a good time.
What else is there to do in life? You going to sit around and just stress about things that are out of your control?
Nope.
I think so many times we forget our serenity prayer, which is God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I think we forget that a lot. And we spend a lot of time stressing things that are just simply above us.
Yeah, you're right. Well, shout to them. I just want to shout them out, get them out. What's up? Now we got rumors on the way, Yeezy.
Yes, and we are going to also do some prayers for Pastor John Gray. We'll tell you what's happening. His wife actually did an Instagram post about his condition right now and is asking for prayers.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Pastor John Gray.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. Listen up.
All right. Well, Pastor John Gray's wife, Aventa Gray, has written a post asking for prayers and for a miracle. Apparently, he is in the hospital after feeling a little different over the past couple of weeks. He went to the ER on Thursday evening and was immediately admitted to CCU with a saddle pulmonary embolism. And so apparently what she is saying is that people have come in with that same condition and died. And so she is definitely praying for a miracle. She said to... just to let people know, and she's calling for prayers from the community. So We are praying. He's going to need to undergo two types of surgery due to the pressure on his heart. And she said more blood clots were also found in his lungs as well.
Damn. Wow. Look at my guy, John Gray, man. He just celebrated a born day, too.
All right. Now, Nicki Minaj has shut down some pregnancy rumors after, I guess, making a mistake about, you know, her wording. Here's what she had to say. And this is after she performed in New Orleans.
Am I pregnant? Oh, I didn't mean to tweet this. I'm not fat, y'all. I'm pregnant. Oh, wait. Did I say it wrong? Oh, I'm sorry. I think I said it wrong. I meant to say I'm not pregnant. I'm fat. Oh, my God. I didn't mean to tweet that. Like, well, I just did the joke. Y'all get it. But thanks, guys, for all the congratulatory.
It has to be a feeling like some people were saying that she was pregnant after her Essence Fest performance, and she was responding to that.
Oh,
letting
gotcha,
people
gotcha,
know
gotcha.
That she's not pregnant. And I just want to put it out there. I was hosting the Hulu live stream of the Essence Fest. It's the first year they've done it for three nights in a row. And the first night, Nicki Minaj was headlining. But right before she went on stage, they said that before the concert started, they said you cannot say her name for legal purposes because they weren't sure if they were going to be able to stream it. They were trying to work it out. And then towards the end of the broadcast, they couldn't work it out for it to be streamed. So that was why nobody was able to mention her name during the live stream, because they were trying to figure out if she would allow it to happen.
I heard you hating on Nicki.
Shut up. No, they were, for legal purposes, obviously, if somebody doesn't give you streaming rights, but they're still trying to work through it with Essence and make it happen.
Why you didn't want to say that queen's name?
Cannot say her name.
Why you didn't want to say that queen's
name? It wasn't on the stream.
By the way, they also shouldn't wait until the night of. That's not something you work out on the night of.
Negotiate the night of.
Right? Like they should have been working with Nicki and her team on that way
before. It was supposed to be streamed, and then I guess apparently she wasn't aware that it was streamed on Hulu, but it was a one-time stream. It wasn't like a, you know, on-demand situation.
I can see why Nicki and her team would feel that way, though, because, I mean,
check.
And not only is it an extra check, if you know that your show is going to be broadcasted to millions of people, which nowadays it is anyway because of social media,
right?
You probably would put do something different.
Right, but she's probably going
but
on tour.
But I think
tour,
it was already...
So, I mean, she's setting up
from
her tour.
From my understanding... It was everybody, you know, gave permission for streaming in their contracts.
Well, clearly Nicki didn't.
Yeah, clearly she didn't.
Yeah, but she was. She did, so everybody else, you know, Janet Jackson, everything else did stream. I don't know where the misunderstanding was. Clearly, I don't work for Essence. I'm not on that side of negotiating things. I was just following instructions. They said you cannot say her name. We're gonna try to work this out last minute, you know, but it didn't happen. But she did at least perform, so people who were there had a chance to see that.
I heard she killed it, too.
All right.
I heard she brought out Lil Wayne and Baby, right, Birdman?
I saw Lil Wayne. I saw Lil Wayne. I saw when he ran onto the stage.
Yeah, I think they said Birdman was there,
but, you know. All right, now let's talk about, speaking of kids, how many kids does Elon Musk have? Well, they said that he just recently fathered twins with Siobhan Zylus, who is a director at one of his companies.
Damn,
so
who got more? Not, him or Nick?
That's enough to get through the whole line.
He has nine kids.
How many Nick got?
I think Nick got nine, too.
How many kids is... But he has some on the way right now. So they actually congratulated each other on social media.
How many I got? I'm too far behind them. I only got six. All right, go ahead.
You got time.
I'm done. Shop's closed.
Elon Musk said, doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. And Nick Cannon said, right there with you, my brother, in response to that. So, you know, Elon Musk already has, like we said, nine kids.
Now, is there an underpopulation crisis? Because I think Thanos would disagree. Thanos thinks that the world is overpopulated. So who's there an underpopulation crisis?
Who's Thanos?
Wow, you disrespectful. You're going to be one of the first to go when the snap comes.
What's the snap? What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Now, Elon Musk had posted last week, far too many people are under the illusion that Earth is overpopulated, even though birth rate trends are so obviously headed to population collapse.
What does that mean?
All right, well, that is
Man,
your
let me stay
rumor
in my
report.
Page,
I guess it's birth rates are trending down.
That I know, especially for white people.
All right, that is your rumor report.
What?
It's the truth.
I'm helping out all the black people. I'm trying to have as many babies as possible.
Not me. I'm done at four. I'm going to get a vasectomy.
I got six.
I don't need no. You know what the Supreme Court needs to ban? People farting on the plane. The Supreme Court needs to ban anybody that's a grown-ass adult that farts on the plane.
It gives you gas.
Yo, farting on the plane is cruel and unusual.
But it's nothing that you can do, though.
Yes, you can. Take your ass to the bathroom. I don't fart in my clothes, so I really have a problem with people farting in their clothes. But take your ass to the bathroom. Farting on the plane when there's no circulation is wild.
If you see me on a plane and you see me turn my vent on, it's because a little loots go.
I think we need to start shaming people who fart on the plane. Even if you don't know who did it, when you smell it, just be like, who farted? Ew, just make a scene about it. Like, unless it's a child, of course. But a child will tell you when they do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Yee, for those rumors. Who you giving your donkey to, man?
Before after the hour, let's talk cruel and unusual punishment to chickens. There's people out here choking chickens, man. Beating chickens. Hitting cocks in the head. We'll discuss before after the hour.
When has that been wrong? All right. We'll get to it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Summer's here, and I can't wait to unwind and catch up on sleep. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $500 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com and unjunk your sleep today.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 11th goes to animal control officers and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in Jacksonville, Florida. First off, we are back from vacation. And one thing about being on vacation, you see so many stories that are donkey of the day worthy, but you also see conversations that you see donkeys that will spark broader conversations. And you know, I love to discuss. So let's do that. Let's discuss. Now, what does your Uncle Charlotte always say about the great state of Florida? Huh? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. And today's donkey is no exception. See, we all know. Double standards are real. Matter of fact, we was just discussing some last hour, okay? But nowadays, I don't even know if there are double standards, all right? Most things are just hypocrisy and blatant contradictions. There is absolutely no consistency with nothing, all right? Literally, you can see one thing happen today and be against it and see the same thing happen tomorrow and be with it. Most of the time, it depends on the who and what of said situation. And that is what James Nix, a Jacksonville resident, is trying to tell folks about his situation. And I agree, okay? See, James was unjustly charged with animal cruelty after investigators said he killed his neighbor's pet rooster. Yes, James had to take his neighbor's cock out because his neighbor's cock was attacking him. Let's go to Action News Jacksonville for the report, please.
I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance.
Big Roo was Jason DeFelice's pet rooster. That is, until James Nix hit it with a stick.
So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety. And the chicken, you know, died.
Nix says the rooster attacked people.
I have not heard that because I know the neighbor here. I know him. Like, we're friends. He never said anything to me about it.
I did tell him after the chicken hit my dad. I said, hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad. It's just a chicken. What's he going to do? You know, okay, well, look.
So one day when Nix says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I tried to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me. Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Chickens die every day, B. I agree with this man. Okay, James Nix is not wrong. We could do Breakfast Club court and take him to court, but the reality of the situation is the most disrespected bird in America is the chicken. The most unprotected bird in America is the chicken. The most neglected bird in America is the chicken. You can go through certain neighborhoods and just see chickens walking around unattended. They not in no coop. They not on a leash. Nothing. Just roaming. Does that sound like something someone cares for? Let me tell you a story. I was on the island of Anguilla all last week, dropping the Clues Bombs for Anguilla. It's my favorite place in the world. That is the place where you will see a chicken roaming free.
A cop chased you?
Shut up. I was on the beach with my six-year-old at a place called Blanche's Beach Shack on Meads Bay. I love it there. Dropping the Clues Bombs for Blanche's Beach Shack. Okay? And there was a chicken roaming around with her little chickadees. And I told my six-year-old daughter, those chickens were coming to have a conversation with her because they want to know why you always eating their family in the form of tenders and nuggets. Okay? My six-year-old was very concerned, and she said she's never eating chicken again because of it. I'm telling y'all this because I'm letting you know that the way a child sees things is the purest way to see things. Now, my 14-year-old, when I tried to hit her with the same finesse that the chickens want to have a conversation with her for eating their cousins, she said, good, then. I'm going to tell him he's next. The moral of the story is, you can't pick and choose when you want to care about chickens, okay? I grew up chasing chickens down with my grandma, grabbing them, twisting them around my hand, spinning them like a helicopter. Word to Peter Pablo. Is that not cruel and unusual punishment? Have you ever seen what happens at a chicken farm? The cruelty that happens at chicken farms has been very well documented. Billions of chickens, billions. When I say billions, I mean billions. Billions of chickens are abused and killed just for food, just so you can have a spicy chicken sandwich for lunch. Okay, it is a fact that chickens are subjected to some of the most inhumane treatments of any factory farmed animal. Okay, extreme confinement, surgical procedures performed without painkillers, and the denial of normal socialization opportunities. If you're not going to bring charges against Big Pharma, and by Big Pharma, I mean farms, if you're not going to bring charges against these factories and farms killing billions of chickens for food, then you got to leave James Nix alone. Okay?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
He did was hit a cock in the head. All right. Some people would call that a good time. Some people actually pay for that. But to charge that man with animal cruelty for standing his ground against a cock, knowing you're going to Chick-fil-A today, is hypocrisy at its highest level. Please give the animal control officers and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
And I know you want to take James to Breakfast Club court, but James did nothing wrong. Because what's going to happen to that cock's carcass? All that cock's carcass is going to end up doing is being meat that goes in somebody's mouth. Am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're not lying.
I'm not lying. They're not going to have a funeral for the cock. They're not going to bury the chicken anywhere. You're not going to have a service for the chicken. That cock meat is going in somebody's mouth.
Well, my whole thing is, what are you supposed to do when a cock is chasing you?
I don't know. I've never been a
chase. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Imagine you minding your business, right? Mm-hmm. And here comes a cock chasing you.
I've never chased a cock. Well, I know. I have chased a cock. I've been a cock chaser. What? I've never had a cock chase me. What? I just told you. I used to chase chickens with my grandma.
Chill out.
And we used to catch the chicken.
All right, you cock chaser over there.
Our head like Petey Pablo's t-shirt.
All right, you used to grab cocks and spin them around. All right, 800-585-1051. Let's open up the phone lines. What are you supposed to do if a cock's chasing you?
How do you defend yourself? Especially if you're actually scared. And I don't know if a cock can hurt you or not. I know that they have cock fights.
They
so
do?
I'm sure they can get busy if they are attacked. But what do you do? What is this man supposed to do if he was scared for his life against this cock?
I don't know.
I think you did the right thing, man. Gave the cock a little to the head.
A what?
You know what I'm saying? What? Put it right down.
What? Okay. All right, well, 800-585-1051. The question is, what are you supposed to do if a cock's chasing
you? That's right.
That's what I'm asking.
I've never had that happen to me.
I feel like these are subliminals.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You just had a whole donkey by the rooster. What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Huh. All right. 800-585-1051. Cock's chasing you. What do you do? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Club.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Charlamagne's Donkey of the Day.
Yes, today I gave Donkey of the Day to animal control officers and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in Jacksonville, Florida, because they charged a man named James Nix with animal cruelty because he was being attacked, okay, by a cock, a chicken. His neighbor's chicken was attacking him. He hit the cock in the head, and he accidentally killed the cock. James' defense was that chickens die every day, B.
Right.
Popeyes, churches, KFC, Chick-fil-A, and he's absolutely 100% right. You can't pick and choose when you want to care about chickens.
Right. And let's ask the question. You know, what do you do when a cock is chasing you? That's the question. 800-585-1051. I'm jetting, I'm running.
I see y'all from the city. You know right. what I'm saying? Y'all grew up in New York. I grew up in Moss Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the Clues Bombs from Moss Corner, South Carolina. So I grew up, you know, chasing chickens. I've chased a chicken or two with my grandma. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I've never been I've never had to run from a cock. Okay. Right? I'm a cock chaser.
Okay, you cock chaser right? over there.
And, you know, when you grab them cocks, you grab them by their neck and you twist them around your hand like Petey Pablo and you raise them over your head and you spin them like a helicopter until that neck breaks.
So
is that not cruel and unusual punishment?
That is.
Is what happens at these factories not cruel and unusual punishment to these chickens?
So what age, growing up in the South, were you comfortable with the cock? Like, what age?
What do you mean?
Like, you just
said, first of all, let's be clear.
You used to be scared.
Cocks ain't easy to catch.
Right?
All right, I'm telling y'all that right now. Right. If these people had to do what we had to do to catch cocks back in the day, like, you actually had to chase them, it wouldn't be so many. It wouldn't be billions and billions around the world. That's why they raise them in these farms and subject them to cruel and unusual punishment, because they don't want to put in the work of actually chasing the cock and catching it. You got to earn that meat in your mouth.
Okay.
Okay? That's what we used to have to do back in the day.
All right, you earn that meat. Hello, who's this?
Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann, hold on. Yee, have you ever got chased by a cop?
Oh, for sure. Growing up in Key West,
hold on. Calm down. Talking to Angelique. Hold on.
No, I don't. I have never have.
You never seen a cock in Brooklyn chasing you around?
No, it's never happened.
What about on your island? Montserrat.
On my island? Actually, okay, randomly enough, my great aunt and uncle owned a chicken farm. And yes, they used to sell eggs on the island in Montserrat. But the chickens were not running around free.
Okay.
Like that.
Now, ma'am, I know you're excited about you and that cock. What happened?
No, like, growing up in Key West, everybody gets chased by them. You just mind your own business, and then a big-ass cock come out of nowhere, and they're chasing you. And you could be sitting at the bus stop waiting to go to school, and they come after you, and you just take your backpack, and you whack the crap out of them. And they chase you, you just whack them. Pick up something and whack them.
Have you
That's
ever
what
killed
you
one?
Do. No, I never killed one. No,
but
no,
even
no. But I got hit. I got hit by a spur in my leg, and I got like a 3-inch scar on my leg from it.
See what I'm saying? And even if you was to hit the cock and kill it, it wouldn't be your fault.
So you just whacked the cock. Not,
they got lethal weapons on them coming at you.
That's right.
Yeah, you That's have right. every right to defend yourself.
And the spur is hurt, bro.
All right.
So I got a scar. I got a 3-inch scar and about an inch wide from a spur.
Damn.
All right,
as a kid growing up in Key West, just minding my business.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mama.
Yeah, no problem.
He said it right. Sometimes you just got to whack the cop. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hello. Peace and blessings. What's going on? I want to chime in on this topic.
All right, what's up, bro?
Hey, Angela, good morning. Charlamagne, good morning. Envy, good morning. I feel like you guys are being subliminal. Charlamagne, are you calling a cock a rooster?
That's what they're called, sir. I'm from South Carolina. You ever heard of the Gamecocks?
No, sir. I never heard about
it. How you never heard of the South Carolina Gamecocks? What are you talking about? Don Staley and the Lady Gamecocks are 2-time national champions. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm from Jamaica, and we call roosters. That's what we call them. We don't just be saying cocks.
What their cocks is, well, my wife went to the University of South Carolina as well. That's what she graduated from.
You seem like you love cocks, though.
You love cocks, too. When the last time you had chicken?
I eat chicken all the time.
Okay, so you keep a cock in your mouth. What's the problem?
No, never, never.
What are you talking about? If you've eaten chicken, you've eaten a cock at some point.
You're confusing me. Are you talking about a rooster?
Why am I confusing you? What is wrong with y'all? Y'all got to go to y'all therapist and talk to y'all therapist about these issues.
It's not gay month.
What are you talking about?
What's up, man? Chav did you dirty.
We talk about chickens. Roosters.
800-585-1051. We're talking, has a cock ever chased you? Charlamagne told us the story about Donkey Today.
Yes, Donkey Today, a man named James Nix is being charged with animal cruelty in Jacksonville, Florida, because he was being chased by a cock, a rooster, and he hit the rooster in the head with a stick, and he killed the cock. And he's being charged with animal cruelty. His defense is chickens die every day in this country, B, and I agree with him. Billions and billions of chickens die around the world just for our food. So you can have some spicy goddamn chicken nuggets, and y'all charging this man with animal cruelty? Stop.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. What do you do when a cock chases you? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
They can't only deal with that. Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey Today to who?
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in Jacksonville, Florida, and Animal Control Offices in Jacksonville, Florida, for charging James Nix with animal cruelty because he was being attacked by a rooster. And he pulled out a stick, and he hit that cock in the head, and that cock died. And now they're charging him with animal cruelty. And he says chickens die every day in this country for KFC, Popeyes, churches. I agree with him.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Daryl calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Daryl, what's up, man?
What's going on, Envy?
You ever seen a cock out there in Brooklyn?
Out here, I've seen multiple.
Have you ever been chased by a cock, sir?
I have. Out here door dashing in Brooklyn,
Really?
I literally came across one out here in Brooklyn while delivering a DoorDash delivery to a customer's house. Literally, they're right across the street from the graveyard, and I'm staring at it, and there's a damn cock came across the street. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, yo, who the hell has a cock out here in Brooklyn? So I'm looking at it, and it's looking at me, and it's coming closer and closer and closer, and my ass ran in my car with a quickness. I ain't fucking. It just had this beady little look in its eyes. I was like, my dude, like, what you doing? You about to attack me, son?
Yo, I never knew that cocks were chasing people like this.
That's
yo.
A scary movie. Cocks in Brooklyn? That's a scary movie.
Yeah, that's scary.
For real.
I'm glad you got away, bro.
It scared me at the moment, but I went and got Chick-fil-A after.
That's right. And I guess context matters, too, though, because if I saw a chicken in Brooklyn, I would think something was wrong.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, why is this chicken just roaming around Brooklyn?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, growing up, somebody down the block from me had a chicken in their backyard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, have you ever had an incident with a rooster?
Have I had an incident with a rooster? I got to be honest, I don't like them. I put them in the same category as ostriches. There's birds that they don't trust. So, I haven't had an experience with that type of cock, not whatsoever, no.
Have you eat them, though, right?
Huh?
You eat them, though.
I don't know. The roosters are just, you know, listen, I lived in the city for many years. I love the farm. But those animals, I can do it out. And I will tell you this. There is nothing worse than the smell of chicken poop.
Oh, that's true.
That, I'll tell you.
I wonder if these chickens are attacking people because they can smell the chicken on your breath. Like, think about that. Think about if you just ate chicken for lunch or something and then you encounter a chicken and that chicken can smell its cousin on your breath. You think it's not going to attack you for what you've done to his family?
I never thought about it like that. All right, what's the moral of the story, Charlamagne? I mean, we already heard a lot of information from you this morning. We heard that you...
The moral of the story is I just want everybody to be consistent. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. We're humans, so it's hard for humans not to be hypocrites, you know, and it's hard for humans not to contradict themselves, and it's okay to change your mind, but we have to be consistent because it really does not make no sense to live in a world where billions and billions and billions of chickens are killed every day simply for people's food. But then you charge somebody with animal cruelty. You know what it feels like? It feels like how marijuana is being legalized all throughout the country, mm-hmm. but you still have people in jail, you know, for marijuana. You Correct. Still, even in some places, marijuana is legal. In other places, you can still get locked up for it and get a charge. Like, that's what it feels like. You can't charge that man James Nix with no animal cruelty because he hit a cock in the head and killed the cock.
Mm. All right, well, we got rumors on the way, Yee. Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you. And would you eat something that on the menu that said this is a cock sandwich? If they told you this is a cock sandwich, not just any kind of chicken, not just a hen, this is a cock.
You eat glizzies?
Glizzies? Yo, glizzy is the nastiest name for any food ever created. Why do New Yorkers call glizzies hot dogs?
You never put a glizzy
in
your mouth?
And don't pause it either. They just be like, yo, I just ate a glizzy, yo. I promise you. Glizzy, we need more glizzy shaming. Stop calling them things glizzies. That sounds crazy.
Oh, man.
A glizzy? What is glizzy sound? Glizzy sounds like the glaze is all over your face now.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Glizzy?
Man, we're going to talk about R. Kelly, and it looks like he might be getting married.
Jesus Christ.
Happy Monday. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You.
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Can we talk about how Envy tried to trick the whole room just now?
How did I trick the whole
because
room?
Because our guy Rupert came in here with 3 bags.
Right.
And I said, what's in the bags? Mm-hmm. And you said nuts.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And then you was like, do you want some? And I was just like, I didn't know where that was going. So I said, no. But then when I went to go look in the bag, I thought that it was boiled peanuts. You ain't saying it was boiled peanuts.
What is
That's a distinction.
What is boiled peanuts?
It's one of the greatest delicacies created in human life.
I see them all over New York City, but I've never
you
said,
never
let me get
no
a bag of
nuts.
Yes, they do. They got them all over. They got a big bag of boiled nuts all over the city.
All over New York City?
Yes, I never
I
tried
never
them.
I've never seen that. I see that down south all the time. Now, that's one of my favorite snacks.
Do you eat them whole or do you open them up? I really don't know.
Yes, you eat them whole. Try one now. Take it. They're soft. The shells are very soft. Just throw like 3 or 4 in your mouth right now and just chew.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
It's about time. What's going on?
Rumor report.
Report. This is the Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, according to Joycelyn Savage, and she is one of R. Kelly's alleged sex victims, she says that she and R. Kelly are engaged. She wrote a letter to the judge ahead of R. Kelly's sentencing. You know, he was sentenced to 30 years in prison on sex trafficking charges. He does still have more charges pending. And she said, my name is Joycelyn Savage and I'm Robert Kelly's fiance. I'm writing this letter in support of Robert in advance of his sentencing so I can explain to the court that I'm not the victim that the government has portrayed me to be. My relationship with Robert is amazing. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So she just asked for the court to take her words into consideration. All right. So I'm not sure if they're really going to get married. This was before his sentencing, but she did say she's his fiance. And congratulations to Brent Faiyaz, amazing artist. And it looks like his album, Wasteland, is projected to make Billboard 200 history. They're saying that his album is going to debut at number one on the charts. And that's going to be between 105,000 to 115,000 total album equivalent units. And if that figure does hold up, he would be challenging Bad Bunny for the number one spot. And also chasing some history. So that would be something that no R&B singer has done since Summer Walker's Still Over It album debut at number one.
Yeah, I didn't I didn't realize he was independent. I thought somebody told me he was independent.
I'm not sure if Brent Faiyaz is independent.
Somebody told me that.
But that's amazing. Those numbers are amazing. And then even if you look the numbers that Chris Brown did in the last couple of weeks, so the fact that he's a fairly new artist to a lot of people, that's amazing that he's going to be moving that many units.
Yeah, so here is, in case you've never heard, and by the way, Brent Faiyaz is an amazing artist. I think he's on Lip Service tomorrow, too, if you guys want to check that out. But here's the song Gravity featuring Tyler, the Creator. Could really vibe out to his music, so congratulations to him. I think that is absolutely amazing.
Well, salute, young king. Congratulations, young man. That's a great great accomplishment. Yeah, he is independent.
He's independent. That's dope.
All right, now Netflix has released another Dave Chappelle special. You know, they are standing by him. And this is all, remember that school that he went to, what's in a name? Speech at Duke Ellington School of the Arts. You know, they were going to name the theater after him. But at the end of the special, he did say that he did not want to have his name on that new theater.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that
and
a special.
And one of the things that he...
I watched it this weekend. I wouldn't call it a special.
It's 39 minutes.
Yeah, it's actually him. It's his acceptance speech for the school. It's not a special, per se. It's not a special at all, actually.
Okay. Well, here is what he had to say about leaving while he was at the height of his career on The Chappelle Show.
And then I remember this was the single best day of my career. The Rick James episode of Chappelle Show had come out. People were going crazy about the Rick James episode. At the same time, the DVD for season one of Chappelle Show dropped. It was the first time any television show had ever been sold off air, and it sold a million copies in the first day. It was unheard of. To this day, nothing has sold more. All those great things happened, and my contract was up. Clearly, I was about to be rich, but it didn't work out. And I ended up doing something that no one had ever seen before, including myself. Maybe Prince is the only other guy that I've seen do this, where he just quit something that was popular when you're at the very top of it. I was sure I was being true to myself.
All right. So, yes. I mean, things apparently did work out for him, though, right? Cannot deny that. So,
absolutely.
Congratulations to Dave Chappelle. I had a chance to watch that, too.
And I love how he left it open at the end where he was like, look, you know, the theater is called the Theater for Artistic Freedom and Expression. But basically, when things cool down, don't be afraid to put the Dave Chappelle Theater for Artistic Freedom and Expression.
He's not going to argue that down. All right. And again, make sure you stream that Brent Faiyaz album. It's absolutely amazing. And so I know you guys will enjoy it. If you haven't yet over the weekend, that's what I've been listening to. So shout out to Brent Faiyaz and congratulations. And that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Now the People's Choice mix is up next. Let me shout out to Nori. I see Nori in New Orleans too, man. Nori is just so much fun, man. Shout out to Nori.
N-O-R-E.
Who else was there that day?
You know what else too? I want to shout out Angie Martinez. You know, she's launching her podcast. IRL in real life. And Lauren London is going to be her first guest. So I just want to shout out to Angie Martinez for that, by the way. I didn't get a chance to say that, but she got the idea after she suffered a nearly fatal car accident. And she has questions about the meaning of life and a new perspective. She did a whole interview with Complex, basically talking about her new In Real Life IRL podcast. So shout out to her. I mean, I think that's amazing. I can't wait to hear it.
Salute to Angie Ma.
Uh-huh. And I was going to say, I see Nori Lala. Lala was in the restaurant too.
Lala.
Robin from Baller Alert. Shout out to Baller Alert. And Natina. Had a great time in New Orleans. All right. Mix is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Summer's here, and I can't wait to unwind and catch up on sleep. Right now, get king beds for queen prices, queen beds for twin prices, and save up to $500 on select mattresses from top brands. Visit a store near you or mattressfirm.com and unjunk your sleep today.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, yeah, you was out in Essence, right? How was that?
Oh, yeah, Essence Fest. Shout out to everybody there. It was an amazing experience. I feel like a lot of people who didn't come this year are like, we missed out. We're coming next year. I already see people talking about it. But thanks to the whole team at Essence for making that happen. You know, I hosted for Hulu the live show every single night that was streamed one time only. So it's not on demand. So if you missed it, you won't get a chance to see it. But yes, that was every single night from 7 p.m. until about 1:30 in the morning. So long nights of hosting, but it was a great experience to be able to be there and partake in all the festivities. Janet Jackson was there. Nicki Minaj was there. New Edition. Lauryn Hill popped out and surprised everybody with Wyclef and Friends. Mm-hmm. It was The Roots and Friends performing. Stephanie Mills. It was so many people. I can't even begin to tell you. Ghostface, Raekwon, Method Man popped out. I actually, on the last night when I was done to celebrate, I went to the club with Ghost and Ray, and Nas was performing, and then Jadakiss hopped on stage with them. You know, it was a great, great weekend, yeah, I have to say. It was a lot of activities. I worked, I think, the whole entire time. Shout out to Larry Murrow, also, who always makes sure that he was killing it with all the after parties, yeah, daytime parties. Yeah, no, he was doing his thing.
Shout to Larry. Shout to Shea Moisture, too.
And yeah, and just all the panels, I think, were really amazing. I got to do a sit down with Issa Rae. And
I seen Issa Rae too.
Yeah.
And shout out to Patti LaBelle. Panel that, I seen Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle.
Let me tell you about Patti.
She was being honored as an icon.
Patti came through the airport looking like Hakeem and Simi and coming to America. She had about 10, 20 people with her luggage. She was coming like so presidential. It was so crazy.
Patti wants us to come eat breakfast at her crib. Have you reached back out to them, Eddie?
I have. Well, she reached out to me, but I feel bad bringing my 6 kids to her crib and my kids running around and all
I'm
that.
I'm not going to feel bad about it at all.
I think she has plenty of space, and she has a lot of kids over there all the time. And family members. She'll be okay.
Patti house. And
I'm
Patti
not
going to
feel
airport.
Bad at all.
I love Patti. Patti said, Envy, you going to come? And I said, yeah, but...
You got to think about it. That's going to be an experience for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because Patti LaBelle is a living legend. You know what I'm saying? She's an icon, living. And it's going to be something in the future. Your kids can be like, oh, you know, I ate breakfast at Patti LaBelle's house.
You're right. All right.
But yeah, so legendary weekend. I can't even think about how Essence Fest could have been any better. But shout out to everybody who was there in attendance, all the performers, everybody who works at Essence and the production company and everyone behind the scenes to Hulu for an amazing experience.
Yes. All right. Well, you got a positive note, Charlamagne?
I do, and it's simple, man. Once you realize the power of your tongue, you won't say just anything. When you realize the power of your thoughts, you won't entertain just anything. And once you realize the power of your presence, you won't be just anywhere. Remember that today, people.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.